This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day, 4th of July morning, for an Atlanta tradition. We've been here 4 years, it is just as spectacular as it's been every year we've done this here for the Peachtree Road Race. Sam and Greg's, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy 4th to all y'all in the North Decatur area.
All right.
North Decatur area. And moving into this 8 o'clock hour, Sam, we've got to do things a little bit differently. I want to remind you, everybody, that we are brought to you by Zero Res. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Make sure we get that out the way there.
As the wall of humanity continues to file past us here.
Hang on. We just got a shout out or a wave from the mayor.
The mayor. We just saw Mayor Andre Dickens. We talked with him when we came on the air at 6 a.m., and he just passed us by. He said he wasn't going to be ready with the elite people. He's going to take his time and do some campaigning and do some handshaking and kissing some babies and whatnot on his way down. But the mayor was in good form there. He was in good form and moving fine. Headed into Piedmont Park. He ought to be there in just a little while. So it was great to see him. Great time.
I didn't know when he was coming by here. And, of course, he's got a group of people around him.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave us a Queens wave. It wasn't a regular wave. Yeah, because he was, he's hovering and pumping.
Yeah,
so he gave us a Queens wave.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make that point. And I thought of you when he was doing it. It's like, well, this guy wants to know what's in the purse.
No, man. But he was having a time.
Got a bunch of Uncle Sam's.
Being a part of our July 4th celebration. This is what we do here in Atlanta.
We regularly talk to Chesley. Do we have him ready to go? What's the deal with that? Because I thought he was.
We got him ready. We have him ready. All right. Well, a guy who has been a part of this event for so many years and was once again this year. Great to always check in with him. It's Chesley McNeil, Levin' Alive. Chesley, thoughts about the 4th of July and this event? You're always a part of it.
Morning, man.
What's going on, fellas? Good to be with you again. It's a great tradition. Great tradition for Atlanta. I think the race is getting bigger and bigger. Becoming more elite. They're adding more categories. You guys probably already talked about the high school elite runners now category. And so it's just getting bigger and bigger, man. And it feels good to be a part of something so original from Atlanta. So it's good stuff, man.
How, again, somebody just came and screamed at us. I'm never going to get used to that, Sam. A question for Chesley, and the guy just pointed. So while it's nice, I lost my train of thought. How many, if you can remember, countries are represented, Chesley?
How many? Say it one more time.
How many countries? How many different countries are represented in this Peachtree?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure, but I know a lot of people come from all over the world just to be a part of it. It's one of the biggest races in the world, right? So People want to be a part of it. And again, as I said, it keeps growing more and more and more. If I had to guess, how many countries? Maybe like 10, 15, and probably even more than that, really.
Okay, and I thought it was, and I thought that was one of those questions that, because you're up there doing it every year, they would give you those stats.
No, so I thought he could pull that. His job is the weather.
All right, well, he's doing
that's kind of what he does. And thought about today, because we've had some intense heat around the region as part of the country. Thoughts about that and being a factor for some of the late starters here today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the last time they started out with a yellow flag. And so you're starting off cautionary. Even before the race began, they said this is going to be cautionary because that has begun to increase over our area. You know, we had some very hot days as of late, but they've been dry days. And so now you got that humidity starting to creep in. And typically we see that here in July here in Atlanta. And that's starting to creep up a little bit. So they're starting off with a cautionary flag, code yellow. As that humidity creeps up. Even this afternoon, we have a heat advisory that's going to kick in from 1 o'clock to about 7 o'clock this evening. And that just makes the air feel a bit heavier. And so you don't want to do anything that overexerts yourself on the outside today. The good news with the race is that you get it in early before that heat really starts kicking in. Even for some of the walkers, they're going to have to walk a little faster now that the sun is up. And, you know, the heat will start to get upon us. So even for your afternoon plans today, definitely think about that before you get outside and start doing anything strenuous. Even for the fireworks tonight, there'll be a few scattered thunderstorms around. And so some of those may be in a little bit jeopardy, 20 or 30% chance. A lot of us will stay dry, but a few of us may get hit by one of those showers.
I'm going to tell you what, Sam. I have counted at least 5 well-known actors that have run by us.
Okay.
And I know there are different productions. So which leads me to this question. He couldn't answer the other one, but I think he can answer this. Who's the one person in all the years that you've covered this race that have rolled up on you and you go, wow, you're the last person I thought I'd see this morning? Of the famous people or whoever it is, athletes, who's walked up on you that you just thought, wow, I can't believe, or I'm seeing this person running this race?
You know, there's been Atlanta rappers, a ton of them anyway, but, you know, I wouldn't expect them to be out there running, and they're out there. You know what I mean? Like like Mace, for example, you know, who has a church here now, but I think he surprised me the most. Like, he just ran up on me. Like, what's up, man? I'm like, wait a minute, what's up, man? Do you know who you are? You know, like, what do you mean? So, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of people who participate. There's a lot of people I even miss because of the crowds. You know, up here at Cardiac Hill, some will be on the other side. And then they're so into it that they forget, and they come back. They come back and say, hey, man, I'm going to speak to you or take a picture. You know, I ran right by you or I walked right by you. You know, so it's just a fun time, man. A great tradition here in the Atlanta area.
Well, Cardiac Hill is a place you were. You were up there earlier this morning. We talked about all the preparation that goes into this thing, Chesley, and it comes off looking like it goes off like clockwork. But there are a lot of moving parts, and there's some people who really work to make sure that it comes off looking this way. But it's a lot of planning and preparation that has to go into this event.
Yeah, we start very early because we know that it's something that a lot of people look forward to. And so getting started very early is key. I have my assignment, or I've had my assignment for the past 15 years, Cardiac Hill. That's it. There have been times where I tried to run, because people always run by me saying, run it next year. You should be out there running. And so I go to the bosses and I say, hey, they want me to run. They're like, no, Cardiac Hill.
Oh, wait, what's wrong with, why won't they let you run?
He's got his assignment.
No, but he's got his assignment, but okay.
It's become almost a staple, you know what I mean? Like, people come out there, they show me pictures of where they've been with me. They take a picture with me every single year. I'm talking about for the last 10 years. And so they got this, they're running with a photo album of pictures of me and them.
Okay,
like, what is that about? Right. Like, what are we doing here? You know what? And so they look forward to coming up, snapping a picture or getting that picture every year. Unfortunately, I'm not out there this year for those runners. I was out there earlier, obviously reporting for the weather, but Had to come back to the station because we have an earlier show now. But so I know some people may be disappointed, but I hope they know I still love them, and I hope they're doing well and they can get through this race.
There you go.
And we got a ways to go because we just talked about this. This is our fourth. And you're talking about doing 15, so we got a ways to catch you. And ain't nobody stopping by to get pictures with us.
No, but they look for Chesley. He's like Santa Claus at the mall at Christmas, man. Where's he at? Right?
Look, next year, let's all do it together. We'll do it
together.
That's
what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Why don't we just work this out where Chesley joins us? We got get David Ashburn on this, and we do a little connection between us and Lemmer Live.
Can you guys come to Cardiac Hill?
No, you're going to come to Colony Square.
You got to come to Colony Square, man. They're not going to let us come up there to Piedmont Hospital.
You don't have to come down here. We're in front of the Starbucks. This is a better location. You'll enjoy this.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
All right. Chesley, we appreciate you so much, as always, for checking in with us. And enjoy the rest of your fourth, man.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, you guys stay cool as well. Happy Independence Day to you both.
Thank you.
All right, that is Chesley.
That's another a tradition. We talk to him every 4th of July.
Hey, man, we got to check in with him, right? You know, because he's at it. Like you said, they just did a news segment this morning, so he's back at the station. So I'm sure a lot of people are passing by up at that Mark area and probably saying, Where is he?
As you like to say, them are your folks. How come they do that? TV folks, they need to leave Chesley where he is. He enjoys it. The people enjoy. You know how many people are going to be running with their bottom lip poked out?
Yeah, we start very early. Because we know that it's something that a lot of people look forward to. And so getting started very early is key. I have my assignment, or I've had my assignment for the past 15 years, Cardiac Hill. That's it. There have been times where I tried to run, because people always run by me saying, run it next year. You should be out there running. And so I go to the bosses and I say, hey, they want me to run. They're like, no, Cardiac Hill.
Wait. What's wrong with, why won't they let you run?
He's got his assignment.
Okay.
It's become almost a staple. You know what I mean? Like, people come out there, they show me pictures of where they've been with me. They take a picture with me every single year. I'm talking about for the last 10 years. And so they got this, they're running with a photo album of pictures of me and them.
What is that about?
Like, what are we doing here? You know what? And so they look forward to coming up, snapping a picture or getting that picture every year. Unfortunately, I'm not out there this year for those runners. I was out there earlier, obviously, reporting for the weather, but I had to come back to the station because we have an earlier show now. But so I know some people may be disappointed, but I hope they know I still love them, and I hope they're doing well and they can get through this race.
There you go.
And we got a ways to go because we just talked about this. This is our fourth. You're talking about doing 15, so we got a ways to catch you. And ain't nobody stopping by to get pictures with us.
No, but they look for Chesley. He's like Santa Claus at the mall at Christmas, man. Where's he at? Right?
Look, next year, let's all do it together. We'll do it together. That's what I'm about to say.
Okay. Why don't we just work this out where Chesley joins us? We got get David Ashburn on this, and we do a little connection between us and Lemmer Live.
Can you guys come to Cardiac Hill?
No, you're going to come to Colony Square.
You got to come to Colony Square, man. They're not going to let us come up there to Piedmont Hospital.
You'll have to come down here. We're in front of the Starbucks. This is a better location. You'll enjoy this.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
All right. Chesley, we appreciate you so much, as always, for checking in with us. And enjoy the rest of your fourth, man.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, you guys stay cool as well. Happy Independence Day to you both.
That's another tradition. We talk to him every 4th of July.
Hey, man, we got to check in with him, right? You know, because he's at it. Like you said, they just did a news segment this morning, so he's back at the station. So I'm sure a lot of people are passing by up at that Mark area and probably saying, Where is he?
As you like to say, them are your folks. How come they do that? TV folks, they need to leave Chesley where he is. He enjoys it. The people enjoy. You know how many people are going to be running with their bottom lip poked out?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.